This is called Face the Facts. Face the facts, and they will shoot you with a stunning expertise. They will deface you. Face is much too violent. I face nothing, yet I bleed between the buildings, off a rooftop or a window, like spirit without spirit. A body without a face becomes me in a colorless way. The garden of night is a continent all its own, and I, beheaded by my victim, are exchanged two heads for none. I am poised and broken. Better to be loveless, raining terror on the architecture, till it is so much inside me it is no longer architecture. And this way we are all out of view, effaced, and delicately falling on the ear. A gift is gradual, like distance, where an angel is eroding in her song. The catch, such music is of any moment. It is only stolen, never there. Hercules between virtue and vice. Careening over Harlem and its many basketball courts, the great unnecessary sun is undiscovered by a shadow play, and I descend out of it to let the underground choke up every inhabitant. Between the beating on Sunday and the gift of cash, I stride disconsolate and cannot sleep in artificial dark. It undoes movement. I can't see the smoke out my mouth, just a bitter glow from some indifferent highway. And the shrouded moon is of no consequence. She does not wake and sleep. She does not mother us. Her birth was quick. She cut us in the womb. I am recovering my fatal singularity, and everything is bitter at the mouth. I am the bride of visibility, chatting tongues before the morning light of vice. In the garret I sculpt a face, a form to give us both to presence. In the eyeful absence of a thrumming street beyond a scaffold, I am Hedy Lamarr in oils, victim of blatant blossoms, satellite of pleasures, and my blood is on an island of transparency, where fairies don't arrive but breed momentum by investigating war. And my melee is of a treefold nightliness, sifting the rooftop into speech, and never needing a reply to pass along. And ripe is dusk, and free am I in every aftermath of casualty. The field is indivisible. Gorky, 1947. These many-colored glances resound. We are always doing something. A bodiless body of green, seen from high building eyesight without eye, that wants to tell you without talk. I cheat, blind as in the blinding train, where I avert my eyes as someone is singing, badly battered recklessly. These shades give off a trace of the impossible. To admit, I do not know what I am looking at. A trick of the mobile archer, or the dirty angel poised in once gold visage at the foot of Central Park. Wings are often invisible, and the busy dripping of a man I have never met tumbles luckless at the gates of life. It is so difficult to walk when scarlet-headed. I'll be colorless, anonymous. I'll pick things out of air and say it's for fun if the cops want to know. I'll lay my claim on chaos as the moon allows and stab it in the back another day. Yes, it is better to refuse to be a flower and hold the bloody prize beneath the lake where there is nothing but the residue of chatter lying nigh and giving off a brackish stench. In the revolving door, I pause to be triangular and hiss my pale descent. In umber patterns, losing pattern, I set sail as a breath of ink. Memorandum. I move through the world eating grace. It is only the first time, and always someone else's, telling the lie of you, rooted in that diamond. I make use of nothing, run the risk of facing nations with a thunderous secret, born of lacking birth, as a dog cries in the night from wing-clipping tragedy, under and over a laugh out of blood. Cruelty muddles in the eye of a man. The ways we have of dying run out on intimate neglect. The dance of the moment survives into morning. At the summit, nothing is sure. A crisis opens wide and smiles, knowing no one here. The window shatters between opening and closing. A crowd at your mercy, the fright of a face. An incomparable creature hold your fate. A note to Bill. Dividing time between a poem and the East, I find a glint of you discovering America one morning, breaking and entering and beating revelation at its game. The task is numerous and early, an old cathedral's window at the opening of your heart that newly crowned me. Independence, Bay Ridge Avenue, and wrestling have caught me unawares, and it is drinking season, football season, stores closing early, and the season subsides, gives way to us, the worm in blood, as we go forth. Uptown evening. When New York hits you right, you think I shall never write again, but talk and give my heart to strangers, buildings, trash, and to the sun. Death is so near at every step, where the dead are truly hovering in wait of you between infinities, and you must go even faster as time is running out, rattling like a fragile machine, about to break and never breaking as avenues open out onto any body, mine, another's, or the ocean. Trickery of forms, getting misshapen like a house of cards that dares itself to tumble, spitting insults at its ghost. All confusion between intake and output. The old spiritual formulas don't work. The tramp panics and scatters, caught in the act. The whole does not exceed us. We are seductive, brimming and twisted. The point where the poem breaks down is past, and nothing is too precious to be lost. But the fear of an upsurge, the moment arising of sure betrayal, the wounded girl in me revolting near or far New York begins its game of glittering failure, farther from the edge, another edge, this time more murderous, the jewel of sacrifice has muddled pains and loves in me, again and never ceasing to begin, I take the blame and wreck myself in giving all, as I must. The streets are empty and full, and this exchange becomes unprecedented life. I lie in wait like a 10-cent prophet. Maybe I'll just read two more. Sonata. All this is to move and not be lost somewhere over the orchestra pit where dawn is yellow or the night. Nature is impossible. She stood a moment after, eyes ever open, over with. Never as simple as the shift to a minor key or declaring upheaval when a window lifts and a shadow passes with a saint in it. A man containing a desert winks at me as I continue elsewhere, give up on going home. Yes, I belong to something. Call it urgency. A certain air catches my fancy. There is a moon-like moment at the center of the earth. So what shall be the last one? I'll just read. This is called Meditation. No, actually, I'm going to read this other one. Again. This is a poem for Paul Rilley, who died very recently. For Paul. Now that you, the noblest passenger on our ship, have gone, I have the feeling of a criminal. I can't walk straight, see straight, look myself in the eye, whose name gets put on the final poem. I will feed no fears of death. There is no word, no sacred ghost to plead forgiveness from. Of death there is only material. Its value takes off for a few minutes, and the work refuses to get done. Really, of death there is only waking, the hardest thing, and waking to the knowledge swift and pitiless that having woken some distant time ago is nothing at all, that waking can never be had and rarely happens like death according to some plan. Why must it be you the dead alone can really be addressed. The most direct, the greatest, honest ones that die before your time, erupting ours.